Now think about this. We're talking about someone whose power is so great that he is stronger than all of the demons put together. You ever seen someone who was just so strong that he could have three or four people wrestling him? I mean, they're coming at him at the same time. He was just so strong and so agile and so skillful. I mean, so smart at what he was doing that three and four people coming at him at the same time could not take him down, but he could handle them. God, stronger than all the demons put together. The Bible says he's stronger than all the holy angels put together. God is stronger than all of his creatures. And you think about all the people, all the entities, all the creatures that would come against God. Wicked demons, wicked humans. All of them together, all the demons with all the wicked humans, all of them together, their strength is no match for God's strength. God able to make the oceans and the seas stay put, able to make the oceans and the seas work together with the wind to cause tsunamis, able to take perfectly lush land and turn it into a desert. We're talking someone who is powerful, someone who changes hearts in mighty ways, mighty, mighty, mighty ways. Changes hearts. Someone who has greater power than death. So strong that when his son died, on the third day, just like he said, he raised his son from the death, made death let go of his son's body, and brought his son's body back to life. We're talking someone who is strong. And just imagine someone that strong, able to just decimate entire armies. I mean, just destroying everything and everybody, just destroying them. Able to make a sky that has been the sky for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And it is still sky every day, all day. Someone so strong, he sets stars, sun, moon, planets, all in place. And they're still in place to this day. Been there for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, and they are all still in place. We're talking someone who is strong. Who is God? Someone who is strong beyond our imagination. So strong that he was able to send his perfect son to this earth to die for sinful people, knowing how he was going to be treated throughout his life, especially during his ministry, and especially those days leading up to when he would be nailed to that cross and killed. Only because he laid down his life, allowing the people to take his life so that he could die for our sins, so that we would not have to die for our sins. God the Father is someone who is so strong that knowing he could have simply destroyed all of mankind, he chose instead to help mankind live. He chose instead to give mankind a way out of eternal damnation, eternal condemnation, eternal death. But that way out was by sacrificing his only begotten son. That's who God is. Someone who is so strong that he sacrificed his son knowing that his son was going to have to go through what he went through, because that is what God the Father had determined had to be done in order for mankind to have a way to be forgiven our sins so that we could connect with our Creator and develop an intimate relationship with him. Who is God? God is the Creator of mankind who desires to have an intimate relationship with us, who desired it so strongly that he sent his son. He gave his only begotten son so that his son would make the way for us to connect with our Creator, his Father, so that his Father would also become our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed, holy, sacred, honored be thy name. And he did it more for us than for himself, because God doesn't need us to be fulfilled. But you can best believe we need him to feel fulfilled. And he wanted to bring us into existence so that we would know the pleasure of having a beautiful relationship with him. All about the relationship, which should be all about intimacy, which should be about friendship. James chapter 2. We're talking about someone who's truly awesome. James chapter 2, verse 18. Someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. You believe there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." And this is the part that I want you to hear. This is the last part of verse 23. I'm going to start with verse at the beginning of verse 23 again. I want you to catch the last part of it. "And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend." Who is God? God is the most awesome person in the world. The one who is responsible for our very existence. And yet, even though he was totally responsible for Abraham's existence, this man, God was this man's friend. This man was God's friend, a God so awesome that when he finds someone who responds to him intimately, they become friends.